Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. How is quarantine? How's everything?
I'm so bored all the time. All I do is
I
cook and draw, but it gets boring at some point,
know,
honestly.
that's so true. That's so true. So, what are we gonna talk about today?
We are gonna talk about confidence. And a lot of feminist topics
Yeah.
and toxic
pretty
masculinity.
sure my followers had enough of my feminist shit, honestly.
I'm sorry, but guys, we need to talk about it.
Literally.
Like, hello.
Yes. Okay, so start with your confidence journey. I'm really excited to hear about that.
Okay, so basically, I think it started when I was like in sixth grade. I was crazy bully for my weight. I was like super skinny, and it was awful.
Girl,
And
same.
then it got worse though, because I moved to Egypt when I was like in seventh grade, and it was very bad. It only like kept getting worse and worse. And people here weren't nice. Like, that's the thing. I went to
Yeah.
Shreifet here, and people here weren't nice at all. I mean, they're nice now, but like, I'm not shading anyone, I promise. I love all of them now. But I didn't have the best history there.
Yeah.
And then I just as I grew older, I met like a lot of people, and I just kind of just got used to it, you know, like people are shit and oh, sorry. Should I not swear?
No, it's fine.
Oh, okay. Well, I just kind of got used to it, and I started being myself, really. Like, it's not that great of a story. I'm not even comparing myself to anyone, but I'm pretty
No
sure people
need
went through
to
worse shit.
compare yourself. Pretty
But it was
sure it
very
was
hard for
struggle
me.
enough for you.
Exactly. So that's just what I think.
Okay, that's cool. What did you do to help yourself get over all the bullying?
Honestly, I started to see like what I as Farah really like to do, and I started to discover my hobbies, and I only focused on that because nothing else like mattered to me anymore. Once you're doing what you like, you're just too happy to focus about what other people are thinking.
Yeah, I completely agree. Oh my God, this is so accurate in ways people don't even understand. Like when you're so focused on something you love to do, nothing else matters.
Exactly, like you're just pleased that you're happy and everyone around you that you care about is also happy with what you're doing and how you're doing, so it doesn't
That's
really
so
matter
true.
anymore.
What? So where were you? You were talking about confidence.
We were talking
Okay.
about confidence, yes, Hala.
Okay, I really want to ask someone this. How do you know when to trust people in your life? Because you, I like I know that you've told me about a lot of people who backstabbed
You
you.
bet your hands I
How do you
did.
know the people How do you know the people who are good for you and the people who are not good for you?
I think you just notice like who's supportive of you when you're happy and even when you're not. Like, you just notice who's really there for you at both times. And then you just notice like, okay, you know what? I can trust this person, and this person isn't here for like a temporary time, you know? He's here to stick around. And you just see it like over
Yeah, that's so true.
situations, so.
Okay, how do you see yourself differently from like back then to now?
Okay, back then I was so insecure and I was very shy, and I think I still am. Like, when I first meet someone, I'm very shy and I'm very quiet. But once I get used to them,
Yeah.
I'm very loud and obnoxious, like I am right now. And it just, I
No,
don't
you're not.
know. No, trust me. Like, imagine laughing and the guy's giving it adhan and you're supposed to be like a holy Muslim. Like, no, Farah. No, honey.
It's cool. We all have our moments. It's fine.
But I don't know. I think I really I hated myself back then. If I'm very honest with you, I did not like myself. I wasn't supportive of that self. I thought I was literally very worthless, and I looked so badly at myself, and I hate that. Like,
And why do you think is that?
because I used to care so much about what people had to say, and I used to like only focus on what they had to say. I never thought about like what I thought of myself and how great of a person I am, because
Yeah.
I know so many people say that other people know you better than you know yourself because you act how you act around people. But I feel like at the end of the day, you go home to like a whole version of yourself where you know yourself best.
That's so true. I've actually never heard of the quote saying people know you better than you know yourself. That's literally
It's not a
bullshit to
quote.
me. Like,
It's not a quote, but basically I've
who
heard,
said
like I've
that?
read a book about it. I'm not sure what it's called. It's a book. I'll
Fuck
send you
that
the
book, let me
quote, but I'm not sure
tell
where is it from. I'm sorry, I don't know where is it
Okay.
from. But
No,
basically
why are
it's
you sorry? We're discussing.
I have anxiety. Oh,
It's fine. I'm the last person you should have anxiety with.
Queens of anxiety, okay. But basically, it's that there's like multiple versions.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Farah, are you there? Hello? Hello? Okay, so let's move topics now.
Mm-hmm.
So what's our next topic, Farah?
We're going to talk about feminism. Yeah.
Yeah. Specifically rape, which I will not end on.
Because you should. Literally, you have every right to not end.
Yes, that's true. I actually watched the Jeffrey Epstein. Is his name Jeffrey? Who the frick cares? He's a predator. Anyway, no, I watched his documentary today, and I was literally mind blown. Did you watch it?
No.
Well, you should watch it. You'll be mind blown, honestly.
I'll watch it.
So basically, he's like some kind of like, you know, Gatsby. Oh my God! Shut up. Do you hear that dog? Unreal.
Whose dog is rude. That?
I'm not kidding. Hello, shut up.
Do you have a dog? Is it your dog?
No, it's not my dog. It's the neighbor's dog. Shh. Oh my God, shut up. What breed is he? Farah. Why is there something always distracting our podcast?
I'm Hello? Sorry, like the abandoned
Excuse
the
me,
dog.
Sir. Sir.
Sir.
Oh my God, unreal.
Okay, just talk Enough. Over. He's not as loud as the Adan.
I can't focus. Okay, anyway. Anyways, I watched it, and it was about this guy who's like Gatsby, kind of. Like, he's rich for no reason. Like, and okay. He's a child molester. And that really, But, you know, there are obviously a lot of documentaries about, you know, child molesters and rapists and whatever. But this one caught my eye in specific, and I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Because they literally discussed how his attorneys made a plea deal with the government, with the actual law, because he was so rich. Like, he paid them to bail him out. So imagine. Oh, and when like, years later, he got arrested, okay? He got 45 years in prison, which technically is life in prison for his age. Mm-hmm. And then guess what? He killed himself in the cell. He tied his bed sheets to his bed and he killed himself. Like, not even like 2 days being in jail. Like, sir, at least serve like a year, like anything.
Like, anything. Give us something.
Like, I don't get it. So you should watch it.
I will. That's very interesting.
Yes, it is.
I mean, do you want to say anything? Him not killing himself is interesting. I'm sorry, but I'm sorry he killed
himself. Honestly, he deserved way. Like, I feel like people didn't get enough, like, their rights because he deserved to rot in jail, not just, like, you know?
Yeah.
But he's the kind of guy that as soon as he feels vulnerable or, like, he's not in power or that he's weak for a second, he, like, immediately removes himself from the situation. It's, like, unreal.
Yeah.
So do you have anything to share?
I wanted to talk about sexual harassment mainly. Sure. Because I feel like there's honestly, okay, I was going to talk about abortion, but I feel like there's a lot of opinions on that. So I choose not to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I will talk about sexual harassment. And I just want to say, I don't think people, especially in our society, like not to be rude or anything, but I don't appreciate how people always point out it's the girl's outfits or how she's dressing or anything like that. I don't really respect that because it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, that's so true.
Like the girl in Mansoura, people, oh my God, do you hear that?
Yeah, she was wearing a short dress and she hid in a shop literally because people were like on top
exactly.
of her.
And people, like I hear people like from my own family and they were saying like, oh, it's like her, the way she dresses and why she out at night. Like, what do you mean?
I know. My dad said the same thing and I was like furious. I was like, Boba, you're a judge. Yeah. You can't say that. Like, no, that's not a justification. The girl from Mansoura was wearing shirt clothes.
Yeah, I don't like that. Like, really, like, how does that even relate to rape? You know what I mean?
That's true. It makes her like wanted,
And honestly,
apparently.
I do want to like
Like I have "rape me" on my forehead or on my clothes or something. I
or
don't
my shoulders. Like, do my shoulders turn you on? Do you like
know. Literally. Did you see the Billie Eilish
I did. That
video?
was so empowering of her.
It's so
I
good.
loved that. I really did. But honestly,
Yeah, same. I want to make a video like that too. But obviously not me taking my shirt off because mom's gonna kill me, but like
Air parents,
you get the
please.
point. Literally.
But honestly, okay, I do want to mention one thing about like the whole clothes thing. Like, that being an idea in Egypt has made me not want to wear certain things because of the judgment that I will receive by wearing them. Even though it doesn't make sense, but that's just how I feel. And that's how I feel like a lot of people feel, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I saw your rant post, so talk more about
Okay,
that.
basically, I just feel like I don't like how women are judged in the society for doing simple things, like just wearing a simple outfit. They're just simply judged by that, and it shouldn't work that way. You know what I mean? Like, it makes me feel uncomfortable wearing certain things, knowing I will be judged by them, even though I would love to wear them, and I would, like in another country, but just not here.
Yeah. That's so true. Why do you think it's more with women and not men?
I don't know. I really don't know. I feel like people just.
Have you ever thought about
No,
that?
like really, I have, but I've never come like to a proper conclusion. It's always like with the women, like you should wear this and you should wear that.
Yeah, and I think it's because of our religion, not necessarily that you should wear hijab or like that our religion is strict or whatsoever, because it's
It
not.
isn't. It honestly
Like
isn't.
God
Like
gave us the freedom
really.
to do whatever we
That's
want.
true.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
on.
But because,
No.
sorry,
Continue.
did you want
Continue.
to say
Continue.
something? I just wanted to say that, like, the reason, the answer to the question that I gave you is, like, in my opinion, I think it's because God created women in such, like, you know, delicacy and definition that our bodies are so sacred. And that's why, like, we should protect it at all costs. I think that's
That's
what it
actually a very
is.
good explanation. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I think I. Yeah. What were you
I
going to
was
say?
gonna say that, yeah, I just wanted to say, like, in general, females here just go through so much. And I'm just not talking about like sexual harassment. I mean, like, I think a friend told me, like, and it was like a fact and it was proven that almost 80% of the women in Egypt had to go through genital mutation.
Oh my
Exactly.
God, you're
No, I'm not joking.
joking.
Like, seriously, look it up. It's a huge percentage and it's so sickening.
Oh my God, I'm like
Exactly.
speechless. I didn't even know like
No,
shit
I'm
about
serious.
that.
There's that, and there's always like the whole having access to sanitary products. Like, a lot of them don't have access to it, and it's honestly sickening that they have to pay for things like pads and such. And they feel
Yeah.
embarrassed for getting their periods when they get older, even though that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, that's so true.
So,
Anything
no, I think
else
that's it on feminism.
you want to add? There's obviously a lot of aspects to feminism. Wait, I actually want to talk
Okay.
about this. Why does everyone think feminism like is such a like you know aggressive women thing? Like
It's
it's not
not
like
like
that
we
at
just
all.
want
Like
equal rights.
why do people not understand that
That's exactly why I wanted to
exactly?
talk about toxic masculinity afterwards, so people know that I don't think females are better in any single way. Like, I actually believe both of them go through a lot, but we should just be understanding. That's all I think.
That's very true. Do you want to share any like harassment situations that you've
I've
been
been
in before?
catcalled when I was 12. This one time, I remember I left the house for the very first time by myself to go buy my mom a birthday present. And since I was new to Egypt, I only knew this one place to buy presents, but I was too scared to go in a taxi or anything like that. So I ended up running my way
Yeah.
there. And I did end up, I
Oh my
did,
God.
okay? And I got her a gift from the store, and this guy whistled at me. And it was the first time I was ever catcalled before, but
And you
I
were
was 12 and
12?
I'm like 17 now. I'm
Oh
turning
my
17
God.
and I still remember it to this day. I remember
Oh my
like running
God, that's
very fast because I was
literally.
scared, and he was in his car and I was very scared. Like, I've heard a bunch of stories about girls getting dragged into like their cars because of things like that, and I
My
was
God.
so scared.
It's scary. It's scary being in Egypt. Honestly, not just in Egypt. Like, it's scary being anywhere in this world,
Exactly. It's
honestly. Like, this shit happens
but I think
everywhere.
Like we're high on, we're and like, I, on the ranking. I think we're pretty high on sexual harassment.
I mean, yes, I totally understand that, but I hate it when people are like, Egypt is like the unsafest
it's
country
not
in the world and all that.
It's
but like,
safe,
sorry,
but
like, people, like millions of people in America get raped. So America's all that safe with
we're
all
not
the
even
terrorism
talk about
going
America,
on and the,
okay, sis killed three people in a month.
Literally.
Okay, we're not gonna go
I
there.
I just don't like when people are like, oh, Egypt's the unsafest
no, no,
country
no.
in the world. Like,
that
is
true.
Who
that
gave
is
you that? Who gave
true.
You that?
That's
fact?
Not true at all.
Do you have any other harassment stories that you want to share?
Okay, I've heard some that happened to my friend.
Okay.
She told me that she was dragged into a car, like proper dragged into a car.
Oh, what?
And she had to like,
you're
and
joking.
She was like, she was traumatized, and we're very good friends. So she called me like after it, like with a day, and she was about to. She told me like something happened, and then she wouldn't tell me what happened, and I would like call her and call her and call mm-hmm. her for like almost a month, and she wouldn't like respond, and I was very scared. Like she would respond, but she wouldn't talk about this, and she eventually told me that she was going on a run. And it was in her compound. So you would think that a compound's pretty safe, right? No.
No way.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God. No, it's okay.
Okay, yeah. She was basically just taking a run. And then this guy, he thought he was asking her for directions. And then he asked her to like help him with something in his car. And then she stopped to see what's up, okay? But then he tried to drag her in his car. And luckily, there
oh
was a
God.
Woman who she knew, and she lived, like, nearby her, so she knew who she was.
Mm-hmm.
And she told her, no, it's
yeah.
okay, I'm here, and all that. And she ended up supporting her and taking her out of the issue. And she sat in that woman's house. They drank tea, and they talked
mm-hmm.
about it. And it was very lovely. I love the woman empowerment in that.
Oh, I'm
but,
so glad. Is
yeah.
this in Egypt?
Yeah.
I'm glad there are actually people like that in Egypt.
Yeah, it was an old lady and she lives by herself and her two dogs. That's so cute.
Oh, me.
but yeah, it was so cute, honestly. But obviously what happened to her was awful. Like, she wouldn't talk to me about it for a whole month. Like, I kept asking her. I'm like, listen, I didn't forget that you called me that one day and you said something was up and you were, like, crying. So please
yeah.
tell me what happened. And she wouldn't. So it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
It is serious. And we should please calm down.
Definitely, that's so true. And personally, I don't like involving anyone in my like in my issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had this guy on New Year's Eve literally harass me, literally multiple times.
How?
Like I couldn't even have fun that night because I was constantly like talking
checking
to him,
if
or he
was
constantly
like
coming
at you, right?
Yeah,
I
looking
feel
at me, and he would come, like, I would literally be next to my friends, and he would totally ignore them and just, like, come talk to me. He'd whisper in my ears, like, while
oh
I was dancing.
God,
like,
no,
so
no,
nasty.
No, that's so gross.
And he told me, you know, he was married. He was married.
Shut up.
Yeah. There's a story time of that
okay.
coming up later.
Damn. I'm so
yeah.
sorry.
So
that.
It was just, no, it's fine, but, like, I'm just, like, it's so disgusting.
It
like,
is.
The shit that we have to deal with.
It is.
Anywhere, not just in Egypt, but, like,
you know,
I just wish people would be more aware of the situation.
To prove the whole Egypt is pretty safe type of thing, my brother lives in Canada, and
mm-hmm.
he knows, like, a good number of girls who were drugged at the same party.
Yeah.
So, it is a thing, and it happens way worse abroad. Like, I've never heard anyone of getting drugged. I'm pretty sure it happens here. But it's never, like, that
yeah.
bad.
It's not as common.
Exactly.
But it's just I hate, like, how specific they are. Like, how they're, like, yeah, it's just Egypt.
Exactly.
Like no,
that
it's
doesn't
not.
Make sense. You know what I mean? Like, there's, I don't know how many
yeah.
countries in this world. Why are you thinking of Egypt as the worst?
Yeah, it's just my point is that rape is everywhere.
Exactly.
And it can happen to anybody, any age.
That's true. That's very true.
So, yeah, that's just the message I wanted to get out. That, like, no matter where you are. Just like be safe and stay safe.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And never blame yourself for anything, whether it was clothes.
Yeah.
Even though I blame myself that in New Year's I was like wearing, you know,
exactly.
Like
that's
a
how I
you
feel.
Dressed or whatever.
That's how I feel. Like the day
you know,
when I was like 12,
sucks.
I was wearing leggings, and I had like a
uh-huh.
I had trauma of wearing leggings for like a year or something. I was like, I'm not wearing leggings.
Oh my God! I feel like if it's just not your intention, that's not the way you're supposed to
exactly.
think. Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so do you want to move on to the third topic?
Yes.
I'm actually excited to talk about the third
Me
topic.
Me too. Okay, now this one.
I don't feel like I talked about it at all, actually.
Yeah, I've that's the main reason why I do want to talk about it. It's like the first one was because, like, okay, I get it, I'm a feminist, but that doesn't mean I don't think men go through things, because I do understand. And to prepare for this, yeah, I actually asked my friends what are some of the things and they had to go through, and what they said was actually like super interesting. So get this.
Oh, that's so awesome.
I know. Okay. Apparently, so my friend, he's my very good friend, he wanted to grow a man bun.
Mm-hmm.
But in his whole,
I love man buns.
They're so attractive, right? Like, he was a teenage girl, you think, oh, they're so cool, okay? But no, this friend told me, like, he got criticism from all over his family, and they asked him to cut his hair like every single day. Like, they made him hate it.
Of course,
they made him hate that he had curly hair. They made him hate that he wanted to grow. I was like, they just made him hate himself. And not just that, like the way he dressed too. Like, you know how us as girls with ripped jeans, like, we go to our grandparents. No. He went through the same exact thing. Let me soothe them. Yeah, that.
Oh my god.
It's obviously,
I mean, I personally never liked ripped jeans, but I don't have any, like, anything against anyone who does.
Exactly. Like, I think people should just be able to do what they want.
Yeah. And you know how I've seen on TikTok, I know that you guys probably, like, hate me bringing up TikTok because I'm so obsessed, but it's not that, I promise.
I was gonna,
it's about these
up.
Guys who are like, I would wear this if I was not in Egypt. Or like chains and like turtlenecks, like undershirts, all that is just, it's so nice.
You should, like, wear it. Like, you really should, like, wear it. You know, if you're a guy and you made one of these TikToks, we support you. Please wear it.
Definitely. And look, I support you more than anybody. I love chains. Exactly. And I love rings. So I'm just putting it out there.
It's not that I don't like them. I just wish they loved themselves more or cared about themselves more to understand that if you actually bought what you want, wore what you want, were happy in what you were, like, that actually makes you such a happier person. And as I said before, you don't even care about what people have to say.
I feel like men, just like as Arab parents, expect so much from their daughters, like in what to wear, mm-hmm. who to marry, kaza, or like cooking and all that. It's the same thing with guys. Like, if you're not a businessman like your father, or you're not a doctor, or you're not a lawyer, or you're not kaza,
you're not,
like,
husband,
you're expected to be
daughter.
At a certain standard. Exactly. Like, it's just, it's so many expectations.
Yeah, it's very hard for them. Like,
so many.
Like, be the like main source of money in the household, which doesn't make sense. Like,
exactly,
really, the woman, she could work as well if she wants to, and she could pay for the house as well. And it shouldn't be if she wants to, by the way. I think it should be fair. Like, they should both be providing for the house because it's their house.
Yeah. But if the woman does want to stay at home and her husband
agrees,
okay. As long as there's, you know, an agreement in the relationship, then that's, I think, that's what matters the most.
I feel like people should just get their nose out of things. Like, if the woman's the one spending in the whole house, they should just let that be. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, it's not your relationship.
It's just that we put a label and a standard to everything and rules to everything that we, halas, like, we've been born with these ideas and thoughts and we grow up with them. So we're expected to fulfill the expectations no matter, like,
it's,
you know,
oh, and
what your opinions are.
What I wanted to talk about last thing when it came to male or, like, toxic masculinity is guys having emotions or being able to cry or just anything like that. It makes me sick how they just have to hide it in because it's part of being a man, or the whole society just saying inchef when they want to address anything they're feeling.
Oh my god, I hate that word.
Why would you say that? Why? We're all human. We all feel things. Like, why do you have to be so awful about it?
I know, it sucks, honestly.
And it's super painful. Like,
I love someone who's, especially a guy, like, I love a guy who's emotional.
Exactly, that is so attractive. Like, you're actually being real with yourself, and the fact that you trust me to be that vulnerable.
And
with,
you show that, like, you care, you know? Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's so true. That's so true. I 100% agree, honestly. And I wish this was talked about more.
Yeah, I really do, because I get it. Like, feminism, okay. Everyone who came on here talked about their confidence. Okay, I support you, but please.
Yeah, but feminism is not just about female. Like, yeah, it comes from the word female, but it's not about,
like,
female.
Like, us mentioning all these things about men just proves that we just want equal rights. And we don't think we're better than men in any way.
And it's the same thing with rape, and it's the same thing with confidence and all the topics that we talked about today. It goes for men and women. And as always, when I post these quotes, I get guys DMing me, okay, what about us guys?
Exactly,
like,
me too.
It goes
people
for both of you. It goes,
like,
for both.
What about us? Like, I support you 100%.
I'm like, I don't, yeah, exactly. I don't need you to tell me that, oh, but us too. No, I have you in consideration. Like, you're in my mind.
Like, you're human as well. Why would you not be included in this? Give me one good reason.
Exactly. It's just because the word man, and I feel like, yeah, Like, I feel like the reason why feminism, like, is so misunderstood is because, like, we're constantly like female this, female that. But like at the same time, I do understand that female go through more shit. And like, there are higher percentages of female, but does not mean in any circumstance that men are not
That's
acknowledged. They
true.
are acknowledged.
That's very true.
But we're trying to make them as acknowledged as females, as acknowledged as males.
That's very true.
Yeah, that's just my point.
I agree. I
Do you have anything else to add,
had
Nicola?
one thing, but I forgot. Damn.
It's
Oh,
just the only
wait.
story about the guy, like
One,
that
yeah, I
one.
do have one thing, but it doesn't really relate to toxic masculinity. It's more about the feminism part. Okay.
Doesn't
I
matter.
wanted to
Doesn't
address
matter.
that females, as females, okay, most of us are feminists. Like, at this generation, we're very strong and very empowered, and I love that. But in the same time, have you not noticed that we criticize each other the most?
Yes,
And that's
that's
very
so true.
toxic, and it makes me so sick. Like,
Yeah.
I love a good female empowerment. Like, as I told you that story about my friend, that was so nice of her, or the lady, to do that. I wish that was more common, but
Yeah.
that isn't. And like, even you were
Definitely.
surprised. Like, you were like, "Oh, this is in Egypt." Like, you know?
Yeah, that's so true. I was.
So,
That's a perfect
exactly. I
example.
just wish people were like kinder in general. Like, obviously, not just to like girl on girl. But in general, just be kind because you don't know what anyone is going through.
That's so true. Especially with your own gender. I mean, come on. Come
That's true.
on.
Like, come on. Like, we should we feel each other more, and we go through similar
Yeah,
things. So why
exactly.
can't we just be like understanding of that and be nicer to each other?
It's just that some people want good for others, but not
Yeah,
better than
I don't
them.
like that. I
And
don't
that's
like
what
competitive
sucks.
people. Like, just be supportive of everyone.
Yeah.
You're not
That's
gonna
very
like
true.
do better
Do you have.
if you're putting someone else down.
Definitely, exactly. You give out good, you get good. And I believe in that more than
Me
anything,
too.
honestly. Okay, anything else do you want to anything else
No,
you
I'm great.
want
Thanks.
to add? Okay, awesome. I honestly I love having this, like I
Me too.
love these combos. You don't
You were
even
so
understand.
lovely, honestly. It went way better than I thought it would. Because I was so
That's you.
nervous.
That's you. A girl, why? It's like a phone call,
True.
honestly.
But like with an
And the
edding
guy's
and a
clock is
motorcycle
like
and a
cute.
dog, like it was a lit phone call.
That's true. I think I'm gonna cut these things out just for time. Just so we don't like look like two bad idiots. Guys, we're not
We're very
worthy.
nice, trust me.
Okay. Love you, Farah. Thank you for
Love
being on
you
my
too, and I
podcast.
love being here, honestly.
Oh, I'm glad. Have a good night,
Thank you.
lovey.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.